The Gemara discusses in the Sefer Pesachim that Mem Dalet and Beis, the top line, Tam Ki Iker, based on this week's Parsha Mishras. Yesterday, we spent time discussing six different interpretations of the Gemara in the Sefer Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Zayin, a critical Gemara. And the Gemara we almost memorized, Tamo Mamosho Osur Volokin Olov Zel Kazai Sefer Achilas Pras Tamo Velo Mamosho Ein Lokin Olov. That's basically the Gemara of all, that's Bahar. Let's review quickly what the six sheetahs were to give context of today's shiur. We started with the sheetahs, which is still printed in the back of the Sefer Pesachim. The Balamora, the first one, the Balamora said, a chiddush, the tamo v'lo mamosho osur ve'elokon is osur midoraisa. And the reason they elokon all of it is because tam kikar is derived from the kavachomer. That's what Gemara says, nazir kavachomer. It says in nazir, nazir presumably there would be malchus. You can't have the dollar for the Torah Kula, my nose, Kavachome, and look at an Ochim and Adin. This is the Balamor's interpretation of the second phrase. The first phrase, he's stuck. So why in heaven's name are you going to get Malchus? It's a wild idea. Nika Reiser. Tama Moshe, he's Piruin, Piruin. You can see it. Because, of course you can see it. All right? Then, as you only mentioned yesterday, the Zeo Kazai, that feels surprised. There's a second consideration. In order to get Malchus on the end, you have to have that. You have to pick it out. Pick crumb by crumb. This is the Balamor's job. Fine. The Ravid, we saw next. The Ravid is also found here in the printed in Masechta Pesachim. How the Ravid understands. But the Ravid understood as follows. The Ravid understands that the concept of Tam Ki Iker achieves the result that the Easter is not Batel Berov Hetem. Because the Easter is recognizable. I read you a writer's book about the Rash Ben Chul. We'll get back there a little bit later. So therefore what happens? It's a standoff. On the one hand, the Easter cannot co-opt the Hetem to make it off. So that's what they call Hetem Mitzarah for Easter, which cannot be done. On the other hand, the Hetem cannot cancel out the Easter. So therefore, the coexistence, Easter and Heter are coexisting together. So what happens? So this is also midaraisa, tamo lama mosho, also v'loken olav, because you have the dover osur, which is there. You're eating it, so a body in violation. What about tamo uma mosho, also v'loken olav? This is very simple, because that was a chilas pras. That's what it means. Tama u mamosha means not a separate factor. Mamosha means kazaj rachilas pras zel. Right? As we saw in the writer, it accomplishes two things. It's tam kikar. In one case, it'll be osur because you're eating presumably a chatzi shir. In the other case, it's malchus because you're eating a shir sholim. There'll never be any bittul. But there's also no het and that lesson. According to both the Ralamon and the writer, that doesn't exist within the svar of tam kikar. Het and mitzvah for yisur is different, so we don't pass it that way. Fine. With myself, yes, Mark.
Just according to the Rebbe, how does one evaluate if one eats kazayas
of tam? According to the Rebbe, if you're eating kazayas of the be'en, the Rebbe doesn't hold, we'll come to the tam later. That's a good question, but you're asking it prematurely. Within the Rebbe, you're eating the kazayas of the original, which got mixed in, right? It's not recognizable. We assume it's a perfect mix, it's mixed evenly. And therefore, if it's kazayas achilas pras, and you ate the entire pras, so presumably you had a kazayas of iser. Right? Good. This is the Balamor on the right. So we had four more. We have the next two also very famous, Rashi and Tam. They both agree, grandfather and grandson, that Tam Kikim is much more than we said until now. Hetta nepach li iser. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam both agree that that's what Tam Kikim means. Contrast to what we saw until now. Het the nepach liyisr. We said before, Rashi, because of that, we felt forced to have the mitzvah liyisr, but even if it's not mixed in. Rashi's come up before us here, mandala and mitzvah. Good. Now, so how do you explain Rabbi Yochanan? Here, the grandfather and the grandson completely part ways in opposite situations. The Rashi says, when Rabbi Yochanan said, Tam alo Moshe, osur vein lov and olav, he's referring to a case which is only considered tam. What's only considered tam, according to Rashi? it dissolves. Dissolves is considered to be tam, not mamish. It's dissolved, considered tam, and not mamish. So then, the fact that ein lokal means it's also b'derabonon, because if Yochanan paskins, tam kibbutz not the raisa, and that's how the Rashi himself paskins that way. He refers to it in Memheim Tzachim as well. We pass in Tam Kikas Lav Daraisa. It's only Darabonah. Because otherwise, Tam of Lama Moshe should have been Lokan Alav. Had the Nebuch Leisr. Oh, what do you do with Tamo, Uba Moshe, also the Lokan Alav? It means it's not dissolved. It's mixed in, but not dissolved. Because it's mixed in and not dissolved, it's not called Tam, it's called Mamish. Fine. This is the Rashi in the Sechta Avodah Zar. So Tam Uma Mosho. It's also local, not because of Tam Kika Darai. Tam Kika Rabbana. This is not Tam. Tam is the one is no Mamish. Because either the grapes are put into water and the grapes are removed, no more grapes, or the fat was liquefied and mixed into the whole mix. So that's considered to be called in Rashi says in Masechta Avodah Zarah, that's considered to be Tamo Uma Mosho. Yes. Oh, so what does Rashi do with the words Tamo Mamosha Osav Olchon Olav Ezu Zel Kedavish Tzvas as a second consideration? Yeah, I think it's Yopsha. No, that's not Yopsha. Okay, it's not like the right. That's right. Rabbi Natan agrees with the Zayda with Rashi that Hevan Epach Liyisa, but he passes that way based on other factors, Rava and Chul and Rabbi. I'm not going to all the text right now. He passed it that way. So he got stuck. So what do you do with the Gemara of Tamil Amasho? Also, Rain Lo Ganola. Rain Tam took a bold step and said, contrary to the simple shot, it's Min Bimino. Ah, that's wild. I call it Tam. There's no Tam in Bimino. Well, the equivalent of it would have been Tam. That's a difficult textual shot. Rain Tam felt compelled to say that. And then what do you do with Tamil Amasho? Back to the Balamar. Nikar Yisr. So that's the Rabbi Natan's interpretation. According to Rabbi Natan, Het the Nepach Liyis Halacha Lemaisa. This is the biggest chumra in Tam Kikas, Rabbi Natan. Fine. You get Malchus, and we call it Kazayis and Ataruvus. You have 2% Yisr, 98% Heter, and you eat a Kazayis of the entire thing. All you ate, in point the fact that the original Yisr is a small percentage of a Kazayis. Doesn't matter, you get Malchus. Het the Nepach Liyis. This is the Shidur Rabbi Natan. And as we saw, the Rashi passing away the Chumra, and therefore, if it's things get spilled out, you're not sure what Shishim or not, if you mach was a snake of the rice. Okay? Rabbeinu Tam! The biggest mach. Then, we saw two other possibilities in Tosis in the Sefer Avodah Zarah, which we want to review briefly now. Actually, take it back. One in Tosis and Avodah Zarah, one in the Rosh Hashanah. First, we have Yosef Meolins. That's how he's. I'll leave out Avodah Zarah. I'll quote him from Chulin. That's where his city is named. In Avodah Zarah, he's referred to Rabbeinu Yosef. So, Harba Yosef Ika, as we say about Shavuos. Not Harba Rabbeinu Yosef, but all right. But here they give you where he's coming from. Coming from Orleans. I'm not Rabbeinu Yosef from Orleans, we know in our history. Tosis on Tzadi Tess, Chulin, the third line. Harba Yosef, me Orleans. Hoyim Mepharish. Tafel Gav, the Tam, Kika, the Raisa. Lo Loki, Atam. Why? Because it's derived from Yuli Akum. This sounds very reminiscent, Rabbi Osai, of the Balamor. The Tam Kikas Doraisa, but in Lo Kedalov. That's what's called Tamo Velo Mamosho. What is Tamo Mamosho? Rabbi Yosef doesn't say anything. I have to assume it learns like Rashi. Well, Tosis is built on Rashi. The Tamo Mamosho means not just Tam, the Mamosho is also there. It was never dissolved, never removed. So that kind of a case. Tama Uma Mosho is Asur Velok and altogether it's mamish there completely. When it's dissolved or removed, then it is, it's still Daraisa, but in Lok and Olav along the lines of the Balamo. This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yosef Meolins. Okay? And the sixth and final opinion is Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn. And that's as he quoted in the Rosh, in Masech Tehulin, in the Perek Zayin, Simon Lam and Aleph. Let's go over it one more time. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen says that he calls Rabbeinu Chaim Zal, he's called elsewhere Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. The Irish Shabbat of Min B'Shein Amino, Rabbeinu Thomas is a unique sheet. Tam of Amosha was what? Kari kisheyesh kazayis v'achilas pras. In other words, they're not two things, it's one thing, right? One and the same thing. Hamash means when there is the kazayis v'achilas pras, then it's called mamosho shalisim. Kevish is kokach v'nehisr shebetoch achilas pras ochel kazayis has a kulor isr. Kulor isr. And that, he's like, it's a pshur between Rabbeinu Tam and the others. He says, yes, Rabbeinu Tam, you're right. It was a kazayis v'achilas pras, then het the nefach lias isr. That's correct. But if there's no kazayis v'achilas pras, even though it's tam, ain lokin olav. It's tam kinker. Mistaber lomar. Bloech mirah torah v'nitzinas tam shal isr v'heter lahof kol yisr v'sheheter kol kach yosir ala isr. Shal isr v'en nikah v'toch heter v'lo nitzinas tam loe alok olav. V'hayna v'yosir v'achilas pras. What does that mean? That means it's asur. Presumably, it sounds over here that if it's less than kezayis b'chidei achilas pras, that we don't find the chumra of tam kikah. It's not completely clear what is the raisa of the rabbanon. The Vilna Gaon and Yonah say it's the rabbanon, and the others say no, it's the raisa. Why shouldn't it be the raisa? After all, you are tasting the tam shel iser. So the achronim say because it's not chazan tzarufi, because it's so diluted that if you keep eating, till the achilas pras is over, you will not have reached the shir of kazayis of the original iser. So therefore, there's no chazan tzarufi. So therefore, it would not be an iser del raisa according to those. No, this is a great, fine. I have kind of quick summation of the various opinions of the Gemara of Tam of Lamasha and Tam of Lamasha, which is a critical sugya, which relates to Tam Kikar, as it's quoted by the Balamor, the Ravid in our sugya, in the Sechta Avodah Zarah, it's Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Yosef, and then the Chulin, and then the Rosh, Rabbeinu Chaim. Okay, so we have these opinions. Any questions? Just sort of a quick review of the Gemara, which is a critical Gemara. In Avodah Zarah. Good, so far so good. Now Rabbi said we have some time to analyze some of these things in a little bit greater depth to see what it's all about and to analyze what these machloksin really are. Okay. Before we take that step, we had one kasha at the end of the shiur, not my kasha, a kasha which was raised in the margin on a Rashi Maseches Zvachim on that Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. Important question for the keep coming back to. There, well, actually, you have the Rashi in front of you. I forgot to read from yesterday. The Rashi is right over here on Likutei Rashi, Rabbi Osai. Likutei Rashi and Mem Heim and Aleph. Achi Yivla. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, as follows. Mara says, Nazir v'chata shnei ksuma bom ki yecha im olamdu. Nazir ha di amaran. Ha di amaran. And chatas, what does it say? Kol ha shiigim b'vsara yikdash, yabal afilu lo bola, tavalo b'vsara, ad shiigim b'vasa. Yikdash lios kamoa. Okay? Now, we already saw at the end of the shiur yesterday, at the very end, that the Balamor is bothered after making this big distinction between Tam Ki Iker and Hetem and Star Flios Isser. Is this case, and is this case, and in one case the Gemara has an expression which is not exactly Meduktok, the Balamor said. I guess we should see one more time just to refresh our memories. Keep one hand there, not Mem Hei. We'll see the Rashi in a minute. Just to see the Balamor one final time. But the Balamor has an expression. It's not Meduktok. It's found over here in that page Lamed Ches, paragraph Bechol, line 3. Ishmael Kamecha the Gemara Sheis Kamo Tam Kikah Shalom B'Diktok U'Purush Kamo Tam Hetem Etzarav Yisur Get Anoshe Kod Shemaser Moses Chanas Yikdash U'Beperish U'Kinah Hocha in Psachim, The hetem it starf the yisur. Sakan the Gemara in Chulin call it tam kikyo. These are two completely different concepts. That's as far as the Palamara says, it's not bediktuk. The Ramban disagrees with him. Right here on this page, top line. The yeshach hamokom sheshnei and boim kiyecha. They have both concepts come together. Go on the chatas. Shem nosen tam hapsula v'ksheira. V'yochol kazayas mimeno loke. V'tziv yikdosh. Vios kamo legamri. So you have the combination of both. You have tam kiyikar to make it usur. And you have hetem et starfios li'i. Had to start the yisur that would be called in our language had the nepach the yisur. Zeh Hashem begin anoshe when Israel latam kika the bekotshim asur with the galar achmana yiktosh dios kamoa al korach asur sakan Torah tam kika sher ein kan mamoshal shel yisur. So how can it possibly be asur? So first you say tam kika, vasara kosu ne'at tam. Right. So that's why it's asur. So why is it dios kamoa mamish? Yachal pishal amadim mikan shabhetim etzara for tam eiser v'kach bo akosav yeh mikom akom ein tam kika mutsa mechal akosav. See, they're both. Both are derived from the same. So that's why the Gemara in one place understands it to be hetim etzara for yisur, but it's only by kachim. Another place it derives tam kika, as the Balamor notes, but it really does teach you tam kika. So that's what the Ramban says. Having said all this, Rabbi Osai, read the Rashi over here in Likute Rashi, Rehem and Aleph Achi Yivla, on this very Gemara. Chgon Himcha Shumon Chatos Vesoch Vimenu Tzli Shal Shlomim V'Nivlamo U'Mikano L'Lameidim Heter Mitztarev L'Yisru B'Kosh. Fine, very nice. V'Ein Lilmod Mikan Tam Kika. Why? She'ein Zet Tam Elo Mamish. Okay, what happened over here? What happened is the fat dissolved, was absorbed. Ein zet tam elo mamish. But Rashi and Avodah Zarah said, when you have those very words, you have chalev, and it was nimoach, it got into the basar, Rashi called that tam. Because it wasn't dissolved, it's called tam. A steer in Rashi is not only a steer in Rashi, but on the side of the Mesoros HaShas and Zvachim Tzadi, it's animate based. Yes, the kash against this Rashi, which you saw in the Likutim. Tzorachin, the Behedim Muchach, the Mesechus Nozir, the Alfina Mikan, the Tam Ki Iker. Look at Rashi himself, learns that. Look at Rashi in Chul and Tzadites, and Pesachim Mem Hei. But the question becomes that the Rashi in Zvachim is against the Rashi in Pesachim. And in Avodah Zarah. So what's going on? So the only answer I could possibly give is really the Karanora suggests here in Zvachim. To machlokas hasugis, is this considered to be tam? In which case we can derive tam ki ikar, or is it considered to be mamish? In which case we cannot derive tam ki ikar. What we can derive is hetem et starf liyis. So it's going to be to machlokas hasugis on this very point. If you have mamoshes, just gets mixed in together. It's not invisible. Rashi says it's called mamish for sure. If you have grapes and water and remove the grapes, so that's for sure only called tam. If you have fat which is liquefied and becomes absorbed in a piece of meat, so Rashi in Zvachim says it's considered mamish, and Rashi in Avodah Zarah, this seemingly identical case, seems to say it's considered to be tam. So, I saw in the Nachas David something fat. He talks about this question, and he quotes a fascinating comment from his Rebbe, Adoni Mori Virabi, that is Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that's the Rebbe of the Nachas David. And he has many, many pages on this. I told you 20 something pages on this sugi alone. I'll be able to find this quote immediately. It was somewhere in brackets. He said this is a steer in Rashi at this point. That's true. I can find this fantastic quotation. I'm not finding it. If you look it up yourself, he doesn't call his Rebbe's name, but I'm quite sure it's of Chaim Volozhiner. That was the Nachas Dov's main Rebbe. The Rebbe said, listen, a steer and Rashi between Tumah Sechtes shouldn't bother you too much. In each place, Rashi is explaining a different Gemara. That's, I should have marked down where I saw it for so many pages. Not finding it right now. Just keeps going on and on and on. But I thought it was a remarkable citation. That if... not finding it. Somewhere in here. Take my word for it. Somewhere in here. Of course, Admor is his Rebbe, who says that the steer and Rashi from between one Masechta and another shouldn't lose that much sleep over it. What do you mean? So you have to, if it's not a steer and Rashi, it's a steer and Gemaris. Okay. So maybe it is, that's the Karen Ora seems to say. Karen Ora was a more or less a contemporary of the Nachas Dovin. He was also a bit of a Talmud Reb Chaim Lush, his older brother, the Mishkan Es Yaakov, was another primary Talmud of Reb Chaim Lush. So they all coming from the same general school. All right, again, I'm a little frustrated. I can't find the quote I wanted to read it to you, but it just keeps going. I'm not finding it right now. I give up. Sorry, it's in here, but if you look it up yourself, I'm sure you'll find it. Fine. So this is a problem. We're going to see later how this can be discussed in various cases. We're not reconciling the skill necessarily, but what others have to say about this. Fine. The Nachas Dor is a fascinating question. In his presentation, he wants to know how did Chazal know, according to Rashi's interpretation of the time, that het the nepach li osisa. You have a general rule: to fasta meruba lo to fasta. Yes, Tom Kiki tells you a chiddush. The chiddush is that there's no bitul meruv. That's chiddush number one. How do they know to learn the second chiddush? How do they know? You can't just make up chiddushim out of nowhere. Right? How do you know? How is it possible to say such a big chiddush? After all, we can say a much smaller chiddush. A smaller chiddush is the sheet of Rov Rishonim. I guess it's called Rov Rishonim. That you don't apply the principle of Het HaNepach Liyosef. Not a Rov. It's many Rishonim. Because what we said before, Rashi many times that you do apply it. Rabbi Nachaim is masking in the case of Kazaz Vechilas Pras. Okay. But how do you know? How do you know it's true? Oh, Lo Tikshalach, I found it. It's an action. Page Kuf Chav Zayin in this edition. Lo Tikshalach, then can you do be Rashi Solstra Madodi? The Kibalti me Admor. I assume it's Reb Chaim Olaj. It doesn't mean that. The Admor is a Rebbe. Chassidish Rebbe. Reb Chaim Olaj would have been snagging. But all right. Kibalti me Admor. The ein lahoshiv al divrei Rashi shesoses atzam b'shnei maseches. The shdel darko shrashi leforish kodesh sugil hamuva b'shnei maseches betray gavni. What do I mean? What do I mean? If it means that the gemaras mean different things, I understand. Otherwise, I don't know what Admor is talking about. So I'm just letting you know. If you want to look it up here, it's page Kuf Chav Zayin, column 1, sure enough in brackets. That's how you're able to find. The Rashi sphere between Avodah Zarah and there's the Nachas Dovah and Psach. The entire Nachas Dovah and Masechta Psach was only one sugya. It's called Shitas Tam Ki'ika. It starts on page Kuf in this print. This is a new print of all the Nachas Dovah. Kuf Chav Aleph sugya the Mishras for Shitas Haposkin the Tam Ki'ika Psach and Gimel till Mem He. Our sugya. He starts in Kuf Chav Aleph and goes straight. Dense. This is dense writing till Kuf Mem Tes. It's more than. So 28 pages on this one, so and I'm sparing you all the ins and outs, just a couple of highlights. This is one highlight. But he says as follows, something very big finish. Oh. So many things I can't find. Oh, everybody just follows. Those poskim will say that het the nefach liyaseh. Where'd they get it from? It's such a tremendous chiddush. How do they know it? You have to have a source. How do you know it? This, I believe it's in page. We do as follows, one line. He says, it's on page Kuf Lamed Vav. I have to go back a little bit earlier. So, Achloma, the Betamo Greda Af Is Tainami Isser Mikro Datmeim Lesser Tzira Nafilachi Medaraisa Beruba Bottom Af Shatam Nirgash. There are those who claim that you would, Tam Nirgash will not stop what we call Bittul. That's not what I'm really looking for. So much here, I can't find. I apologize, I can't find. I didn't write down the page numbers. What he says is as follows: that according to Rashi, how did Rashi know that het the nepach lios iser? How did he know it? It says as follows: achidush nifla. He wanted to suggest that tam. According to Rashi, is an abstraction. Ein bo mamsh. In a general principle. Kol umare v'reach ein bo mishum e'ilu. Where's that found? Which masechta? Sachim in the second parak. So therefore, Rashi couldn't assume that tam ki ikar, it's just the tam, the abstraction of tam is also. An abstraction of tam is like an abstraction of kol and mare and reach. It's an abstraction. Can't be awesome. Therefore, it must be at the time it's het the nepach lios iser. That's what he said. What an amazing chiddush. That's his trap. This is his chiddush in Rashi. We'll see later at the end he may have his second thoughts. But that's what he says. Kol ma'arech have no mehila. It's an abstraction. And therefore, the only way to explain the iser is to make it very, very mamashistic. Namely, the het the nepach lios iser. I'm still trying to find it in the text. Unfortunately, it's so long. I didn't write on the page. I'm like, I'm not being able to find what I'm looking for. That's what he says. But I can find. I actually did find it much later on. Told Rashi's Rabbeinu Chaim. What's Rabbeinu Chaim say? Is it false? He said, Rabbeinu Chaim holds no Issa Daraisa, but less than Gazaz Vechilas Pras. Why? As we said before, it's an abstraction. So when is Gazaz Vechilas Pras, so had the Nepach Lios Issa? How did Rabbeinu Chaim get it? Because he assumed, like Rashi, that there cannot be any Issa of abstraction. So therefore, if it's less than Issa of Pras, it must be also in the Rabbanan. That's what he says. Again, the same logic. That's what he says. I want to be doche his right, if I may. I say as follows. And that's what, even if you look in the Groan Yerodea, it sounds that way. No. We should say, Rabbeinu Chaim holds, it's a doraisa. Or potentially a doraisa, at least. But what's the nature of tam ki ikar abosai? I use expression, tam ki ikar mamash. It's all based on the Gemara Masech Tachulin. The Gemara Masech Tachulin of Tzadi Ches, this is the Gemara Shur. The Gemara quotes in this context, other Rachman quoted as well. The Gemara says, Lo tezalzel b'shir d'rabbanan. What happened? What's the case? A half a gazayis of chela fell into meat. So Mab Rav Ashi wanted to be mekel. You know, you only bottle b'shishim, not bottle b'shloshim. No. No tozals of b'shur de rabbanan v'yod chatishir asim in atorah. What does it mean asim in atorah? So the Gra said it means asim in atorah when it's be'en. Now it's b'tarus. So we can suggest maybe not. Chatishir asim in atorah means that tam ki ikur mamish rabbosai. The same way as a quandary of enatam rabbosai. What did Benatam say? Het the netbach liyos yisur. The mafarshim has the kashkan to Benatam. If that's the case, if I have one kazayis of yisur in 50 of heter, the whole thing is asim in the rice, right? And you get a matach and a kazayis of the tarubis. The same thing should apply if I have a half a kazayis of yisur in 20 kazayis of heter. The ratio is 1 to 40. So you should get, also should get matach and a kazayis of the tarubis. And the more is much for not that way. So I wanted to suggest an answer, no. Tam ki ikur mamsh. This ikur kazayis, and it spread its taste elsewhere. Had the nebuchal yisur would need some malchus. You have a half a kazayis, and it spread its taste elsewhere. So the entire thing is had the nebuchal yisur. Had the nebuchal yisur chatzishir. Which may be a daraisa, but it's an yisur without malchus. Wow. It's a push-up shot. That's what I suggest. Maybe it might even be an Issa Daraisa. Okay. Even with a Chatzishir, Issa Chatzishir. At the end of the day, Rabbosai, after this whole discussion, the Nachas David does an about face, and he wants to suggest, based on the Yerushalmi, which I want to show you today, no. It's really an abstraction. Tam ki ikur is an abstraction. Where's it get from? Open to your Baal HaMor, we quote to Yerushalmi. The Shami is found apparently in Nazir, it's in Orla. It's a separate paragraph in our edition, page Lamed Ches, the last paragraph. Uve Nazir, Rishani, Perek Shlosha Minin, Perek Revelach Aleph Garcina, Rabbi Avo, Beshin Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Nos, Neitanim, Ein Lokan Aleim, Ad Sheyitom, Tam Amosha Shalis. So if you taste it, then you would get malchus. Amar Zira Kol Nos De Tam and Lokan Chutz Mi Nos De Tam Shal Nazir. Nazir Afilu Lo Tam Tam Amosha Shalis Er Asur. Amar Abba Bar Mamal Kol Nos De Tam and Hetta Vizim and Starf. And Nazir Vizim and Starf. But Stisa Messiah. Okay, that's the first Mandam Hel Tam Ki Iker, and the second Mandam Hetta Starf Liz. Masnisa Messiah Ladin, Masnisa Messiah Ladin. Shami speak, rise at each side. Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira Tankikar. What's the raya? What's the raya? Look carefully. What's the raya? Kazayas Yayan Shanav the Bigdeir, welcome in a Kazayas Potter, Achiochel Eskula. What did Rabbi Zeira say? The only time I say Tam Kikar Lokan Olive is by Nazir. Otherwise, he wouldn't say Tam Kikar is. Lok and all. It's a right from this Gemara. A kazayis yayin of raisa. Shenafu ochem the kazayis potter ad she yochel es kula. So what do you see over here, Pashup Shah? If yochel es kula, you ate the kazayis dechil es pras, and you ate a kazayis, so then you'd be chai. You'd be chai. That's for sure. It seems to be a svar. But, Rabosai, if you would say Tam Ki Iker, which according to Rabbi Abo is said by all Yisur, and according to Rabbi Zeira is only by Nazir, then what? Then what? You would be Chayev, you wouldn't be Potter if you ate a Kazayis. You would be Chayev if you ate a Kazayis. See, clear from the Rishami that he says, Hef the Nefach Lios Yisur to get Malchus. That's what he says, no? I mean, according to that opinion. That Tam Ki Iker would be the Raisa by Shari Sur. Het, the Rashi by the Tam is certainly correct. You get Malchus and the Nos and Tam of Nazir, that what do you see? The Tam Asma was Osir Velok in Olav, at the very least, by Kazayis Bechilas Pras, along the line of the Rav Chaim Kohn. What does it mean? But if you took the Tam out, it's intense, Rabosai. Intense time. The time is equivalent to the amount of time which is given by a kazayis to the achilas pras of mamsh. Now I took it out. It doesn't matter. The case is we took it out, right? Look at the case of the Yerushalmi. Right? What happened? You have it fell into something, and even if you took it out, right? That's what it sounds like. It doesn't matter. It's an intense time. You would get malchus. It's all considered to be time. As Rashi said in the Masechta Avodah Zarah, it's all considered to be in the category of time. If it's exactly the spras, you get malchus, even on any mamoshes. It's nikwa tam of mamosho, with a very intense time. So tam kikas daraisa. Okay? And if it's not so intense, you would get malchus if you ate the entire pras. Because you're eating the time, a kazayis of the time itself. This is what it sounds like from this understanding. The time is mispashet. Sure, it's ein bo mamish. You can't see it. You can't feel it. You can't, you know, it's like kol ma'avareach. It's sort of an abstraction. But this abstraction is enough to get malchus on. And he suggests that the Rambam holds this way as well. The Rambam holds this way. Because this Rambam spent a lot of time when we learned the Pesach in the third parak, right after Pesach, the famous Rambam in the parak, the Zav Nuchos Macholos Asuris, the way the suggestion is made, the Rambam paskins that Tam Ki Iker is the Oraisa, whereas Tam of Kazayis, the Chilas Pras, you get Malchus. When it's less, we paskin over here that you would not get Malchus outside of Yisun Nazir. So it would appear. As a matter of fact, what did Rambam say in Hilchas Nazirus? Rambam says in Hilchas Nazirus, there are those who claim that according to the Rambam, Tam Kikas Derabbanan. And the only time he asked it is Mamosho there. How do we know? Because in the Rambam quoted Hilchas Nazirus, the cases that are found in the Sugis, yeah, let's see, they may have it in a Mishpat Hamole. A Mishpat Hamole has Hilchas Nazirus. If we can find it, it'll be very helpful if it's there. If it's there, it'll be very helpful. Hilchos Nazirus. What? Hilchos Nazirus.
Thank you.
Yes! Baruch Hashem. We're here. Okay, take a look. Remember, the Gemara in this Nazir had two cases. A case where you soak the wine, you soak grapes in water, and when you had, you soaked the challah in, you dunk the challah into the wine. Rambam only quotes the second case. Halacha Hey. This is Yud Pei Yud, Naziris Pei Halacha Hey. Kem Shara Pito B'Yayim. First, Revius Yayim B'Chadei Pras V'Napas Yochel K'dei Pras Shenimtza She'ochel Revius Yayim Hareza Loke Balzeh Kei Otzibo Nema V'Tor V'Chol Mishra Sanovim Lesa Dovash Nis'ara Bo Ayayim V'Tamo K'tam Ayayim. Why did he omit the case, Reb Osai, where the grapes were soaking in the water? What's the answer? Because Tam Kikas Derabbanan, and then you remove the grapes. And over here, you're only chayev because you didn't remove the wine. The wine is in the actual bread. In the actual bread. This is what how some understand Rambam who sent to say no, Tam Kikas Derabbanan. But some say, Ram holds Tam Kikas, the Nachas Dama suggested, the old Tam Kikas the Orais. Okay. Fine. It's interesting, Reb Osai, the science is a bit unclear. He just gave a case of grapes which are soaking in water. We said that's Tam, right? There's no Mamashis at all, correct? So there's a Chidushi Aran, the Masechta Chulin. Shall I read it to you? On Sadi Ches Amud Beis, that's where the sugi is found. The heavy Odeya. It's quite a lengthy paragraph in Chidushi Aran, but there's one fascinating line I want to read to you. Here we go. He says like this. Rabbanan is lutlas kroy b'tam kikar. Okay, that's shloshim minin sheyesh minu b'tam kikar. Ha'echad, shalom kol ha'hetem en iser, el ha'tamo b'vad, Catch this now. Lo gufo velo pleitoso. There's no substance of the Isser, nor is there a pleita. Who wants to translate the word pleita?
Discharge.
Discharge?
Remnant.
Remnant? Sheris a pleita? Okay. What's the case? Shora anovim b'mayim v'yesh b'mtam yayin chayav v'ho'ochol shalas ar b'mayim lo me'ikoran shal anovim v'lo me'pleitosam el mekevan shakol tutamo ki'ilu nis ar b'osam mayim revias yayin chayav. That's case number one. Case number two, with kol tu ha'etim ha'isa pleitoso ha'v'lo gufo. Where's that derived from? Yulei Nachrin. The plate that comes out of the pots. Those pots used to absorb in those good old days. Shlishi, shenis ara behetem migufa shalisser. That's derived from basar b'cholav. The gufa cholav nis ara b'basar. Tam kikur mikri. Why? Kevin shu gufa cholav nivla b'basar. Ve'eno kidvarim anivlolin lach b'lach. Dahu ikur mikri. Kevin shu cholecha b'lolo b'chaveru. Avakan acholav nivla b'basar. It's considered to be tam. So if liquid is in solid, it's the last case. It's considered tam. If it's only a plato, it's considered tam. Even less than a plato, it's considered tam. I ask you a question. If it's less than a plato, how come it tastes like grapes? I met a scientist this morning, and I asked, what's going on? The only response possibly was that maybe it was not visible. In other words, we can only taste it, we can't see it. The Ramban, when he says it's fundamentally the same thing, the Ramban in Chulin, the Ramban in Chulin says there's nothing from the goof comes out. How do you know? Because the grapes look the same. Do you have grapes? Take a look, take a picture, you know, with your camera, with your cell phone. Take a picture of the grapes. Leave them for a few hours in water. Come back, take a picture again. Looks exactly the same, says the Ramban. You can measure it, looks exactly the same. So what happened? So what happened was, obviously some molecules came out, according to my scientist, but molecules are not necessarily visible. So it's not visible, it's low gufo, low plantosa. Right? In Beulah, maybe it's visible. I don't know, maybe the pots. It's more discernible. I don't know if the word visible is the right word. Those are the three levels that the Chiddush Iran speaks about in Masech Tachul. Oh. Truthfully, though, the Yad Yehuda, one of the great Mefarshim on Yoredei, and Simon Tzadicheh says, it's impossible. How can it taste like grapes if no grapes, if nothing came in? The answer is, something came, but it's on a sub-visual level. So that the Rishon considered to be as if nothing came in. Okay, perhaps. Now, there are many permutations of Osar. We saw the Ran said three cases. He said liquid and solid is called tam ki ikar. Liquid and liquid is mamash. He just read it to the Shira. It makes sense. Liquid and liquid. Who's here any better than me? I'm an eagle, and you're. Why should you be more of an eagle than I am? You're a liquid and I'm a liquid. So we're shava b'shava. So you can't go that time. It has to be equal. What if liquid falls into a solid? Then the liquid is a junior part. Solid occupies space, physics. And the liquid just gets mixed into it. Then the liquid is considered to be tam, and the solid is considered to be the eagle. That's what the Chiddush Iran says. A number of other opinions exist regarding this. The Ramban seems to say, again, I don't have it yet, I thought I had it, that lach balach is considered to be tam, because it's invisible. Because the Ramban didn't say there was no plata for the grapes, because there was no goof for the grapes. But presumably some of the liquid exuded outside, and nonetheless it's considered to be tam, against the Ram. It's a machlokas hachron, the shach, in kuv beis, if contest, says it's considered to be tam, like the Ran, like the Ramban. And the Chavos Das considered to be mamish, like the Ran. Okay? The Rashi said, Rabbi Osai, Rashi said, if you recall, that if in Avodah Zarah, that if something melts, it's considered to be tam. Whereas the Ran says, if it melts, it's considered to be mamish. Now the question, of course, becomes, where does it go? Where's it go? Where's it going? So the Rosh says, according to Rashi, even if the chelev is liquefied and finds its way into soup, it's still only considered to be tam. Chavos Das says, no, chas v'shalom. The only time it's considered to be tam is if it liquefies and goes into a salad. That's the actual case of Rashi. Right? It says it's chelev nimoch and nafal basar. Then and only then did Rashi say it's considered to be tam. It fell into water. So what's the difference that it's liquefied? I'm a liquid, you're a liquid. Why should that be considered to be tam only? Of course, the Ramban says it is considered to be tam only. So Rashi can hold that way. Now, in Zvachim, Rashi said, even if it's liquefied and goes into a salad, it's still considered to be mamish. So these are various shittas over here. When the Nachas David has his breakthrough and says that taste itself is even though it's an abstraction, is still ki'ikar, he says, you know what, you think about it, that's the very essence of all macholas asuras is taste. He brings in two proofs. One proof is that if it's nevela musrachas, if it stinks, it's not edible, it's midaraisa, it's mutter. And two is gidin, so to say in Kol Shah, ain't beginning but no sintam. It means if it doesn't taste like anything, so it's meikur, then it shouldn't be us. It's only special gzeras hakosim. The same yisod is found in Bosai in our sugya, Rabbi Chanan. I want to read you some of the highlights in the Kovetz Shirim in our sugya. There's a whole arichas about it. Mamish, a whole discussion. He begins by quoting the writer that I quoted to you yesterday in the Rashi Chul and Tzadiketz. He says, why is Kol Shehetesh of the Kabbal Tama and Aisir, the Tama Aisir Nikabo, Timaso Zuya Karoso? So the Bechon doesn't understand. That tells you Tama Aisir Lo Yizbata, Tami Nikra. Abo Adayin Lomo Ahetem Nasi Aisir, Meshitas Rashi. So why is Ahetem Nasi Aisir? Why? Zok the Bechon. So you see, Ein Begini Benosin Tam, there's no Yisr Achad except the Gid. The Bachi Chai Barachmana, the Nitzit, the Bechol, Dvar, Masur, Mayisal, Amamish, Hu Rach, Ayde Atam, Vamamish, Grey, the Leon, Mein Bo Yisr. For Kerit, the very nature of all Macholas and Suras is Tam. Vim Kenan Hevdel, Im Amamish, Shal Yisr, O Shal Heta. The Leon, Atam, Osir Amamish. That's what he means. Ein Chashivas, Ochel, Ela, Betama, Lekula, Lechumra, Lekula, by Gidin, we're not for Tzeres HaKosef, and by the Nevela Musrachas, and the Chumra, what we call Tam Ki'ikar. That's what he says. And therefore, when it comes to Yisra HaNoah, you don't say Tam Ki'ikar. We spoke about that a long time ago, in the Sugas and Kferi Kol Shah. You don't say Tam Ki'ikar when it comes to Yisra HaNoah, and by Yisra HaChila. This is in Kuf Ayin Hei. With everything, it goes on and on and on and on and on. But the Kuf Pei says something else. Quote the Rashi, Tam Kikar Hetan Nathal Yisr, Woman Stav Hashem Mashir, etc. Yesh Lachgor. What about Yisr and Yisr, Kagab? Chati Zayas Chelev, Chati Zayas Dam, Shabolu Zemizet. You want to suggest a wild idea? Get Malchus twice. After the lokashtayim, mishum chelev and mishum dam. To call sheer mikri chelev and mikri dam, mishum tam kikar. Whee! It's absolutely wild. I'm just pointing out this is quite a chiddush. The main thing I wanted to tell you, Rabbi Osai, was the initial Yisod of Rabbi Chanan. So that's what he's saying. The Tam is the very essence of all Macholas Asus. Of all Macholas Asus. Okay? So it could be Tam alone. And it exists in another item, whether it's Var Heter, accepted and received and absorbed from the Kazayas of Isser, which is very, very powerful. If it's powerful enough, the equivalent of Kazayas of Achilas Pras, you get Malkus. Not because you're getting Malkus from both sides, like I said earlier, because the Isser itself is spread out, and you're getting Malkus on the Isser itself. No, he says, getting Malkus on the Tam. On the Tam. And if you look in the Mefarshim, they say, for the Shir Kazayas Achilas Pras, they use an expression I saw in recent Achronim. It's a Shir Echus, and not a Shir Kamus. It's qualitative and not quantitative. In other words, the taste is so powerful, the equivalent would be Kazayas Achilas Pras. You're not getting Malkus the way I said earlier, because it just spreads out, and you're just imbibing it, even though you can't see it. That Kazayas Achilas, no, it's a sheer, the Tam itself, which is an abstraction. That abstraction would be something which can be, you get Malkus on. That's the impression conveyed by the Yerushalmi that we just saw. Fine. So now Rav Osai, a number of other highlights in this sukkah. There's a rash in two, yes.
So something I forgot about. So what he explains in the end of the day, so he's saying he doesn't have a good answer for Rashi, that's comes out.
He started off with Rashi, and then he says at the end, he thinks that Rashi could be right, that Tam Kikar means Het the Nepach Lios Yisr, but the way he explains it is that the, at least according to the way it's Maskana, is that you need a Kazayas Bechilas Pras, such a powerful, powerful taste, in order to say that the Heta Nepach Lius. That's the sheet of his. He wants to say that based upon the Yerushalmi.
It
comes along the lines of Rabbi Nachman. But the Yisr is the Tam, not the way I said. I saw the Yisr was the Mamash, which sort of spread out. He wants to, Rav Chanan at least wants to say it's the Tam itself. Even not Chazal, the Tam itself is what's put. We use some of the words just to give you some of the towards the very end. After this whole discussion, he does sort of an about face. Quotes to Rav Zira in the Yerushalmi. Does he say Tam Kikar? But you don't get until you get Tam HaMoshel Shel Isser. What was the right to Rav Zira? It's right in front of you in the Yerushalmi. What does it say? He brought a raya from the Brisa Kazayis Yayin Shenavu L'Gdera Ochel Mimenu Kazayis Potter Hachiyovel Es Kula. What do you mean? Al kazayis min atarovus upotur achiyokol kol kadeira. V'yoz ol kazayis min yisra atzma. It's a riot. It's, you see, we don't all like Rashi. The Tam Kikar means that you get Malkus and a kazayis min atarovus. What's the shot? Like this. Bucha Yerushalmi, ain't a pirish of Tam Kikar Shehet and Nefach Lios Yisr each and every case. Rakatam Luchudei Yehosu. Veloki al Kazayas min Hatam, imu Kazayas Bechtei Achilas Pras, along the Hainu Kimo de Mefarshim Rabbeinu Chaim. Diyispe Tam Kol Kach Kimo Sheirei Bamamoshu Shal Yisr. Because Zayas Bechilas Pras. And then he quotes the Balamor and the Ramban and the Rashi and Tzvul Yom, which I'll get to in a minute, who all say, Tatam L'chudei Yiyah Yisr, Aval Olam Ein Ahet Anepach Lios Yisr, V'ein Atam Chomor Me'ayikar Atzma, V'nimtza D'dino D'tam Kikahu K'mo Tamu Mamosho L'shidus Rashi, and derived from Gilei Nachrim, Shatam al kopanim aser midachazina shekpira Torah latam. It keeps repeating tam and tam.
Why does it affect the rest of the? How would it affect? Is it tam? Why would it affect the rest of the thing? Why are minochaim? You're still chayav on shear of the other stuff mixed in, right? Of the heter.
See, he says that's wrong.
He's like the
you're only chayav. It's a nuchi, Rav Osa. You're chayav on the tam. It's a brand nuchi.
There's
a gossip. Chayav on tam.
There's
beyond the star for the rest of the court. He denies it. Chayav on tam. The tam is an abstraction. I asked before. What do you mean? Kol ma'ar v'reach? Right? He says no. Rejects it. Because the Gemara is deriving from Basa B'cholot. Basa B'cholot is Yisra Ano. So how can you equate Yisra Ano to Yisra Achila? Shmamina, en lecha leklav Yisra Achila, Yisra Ano, the Yisra Atam. The Gam B'chol Yisra Achila, Iker Akpeidu al Atam, v'lo ma'amoshin sadova. Nevela Misrachas, that's what Tam Shayim on the Torah. Gidin. It's only there's a cost of a long line to what we saw later in Kovat Shurim. Can Shabbat Mistaba the name of the Hoda Tam Kiki or Hanash at Tam Levado Yosser? Duch Meir Rishalmi. You often even Shalmi? That's what he says. And it goes through the whole Sugya. Again, the final time, this is Chat the Rambam that way. Tam Kiki is the Raisa, as opposed to the Lecha Mishnah and others who say it's only the Rabbonim. And the fact that he only gave the case of the Pas and didn't give the case of the Anovin. This is all, if you want to go up, page Kuf Memvav. So long. Towards the very end. After he was saying the other way around for pages and pages. He backs out based on the Yerushalayim. Okay. So what's this Rashi Tful Yom that he keeps talking about? The Rashi Tful Yom, the Rashi is the Tam of the Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, he's often like Rabbeinu Tam. There's no exception. The Gemara and Avodah Zarah is the believer in the Rabbeinu Tam. Tam Ki Iker. But what does it mean? What's Tamo Mamosha? So Rabbi Natan said Tamo Mamosha means Nikara Yisr. Here he parted company with his Rebbe. He said, no. He says, Mamosha means Lo Nimoach V'Nivla. That was a long, more along the lines of Rashi. More along the lines of Rashi. What does that mean? But you can't see it. Right? It's min bimino. So you don't even taste it. What's going on? Why isn't there a dinner that yavish biyavish kadbetre bottle? So what do you mean? Lo nimor fenibla. So the Chazanish limits the case of the Rabbeinu Shimshon to small items like garinim that they eat as one. Necholim betarus. That's what he suggests. Okay, wild pshat. The Ramban and Chul, again, I thought I had it, but I don't see it here on my desk. I thought I brought it in. Ramban and Chulin says, Rabbi Yochanan denies the principle of min demeanor of Batal Barov. It's only Batal in the ultimate Chayachil's Pras. That's also wild. So there are a lot of wild things that the Mepharshim are saying over here. Rabosai, we had mentioned before the various shivas. What do you do if you have Chelov Shanimoach? You have the fat which was melted and was absorbed into a salad. Steer into Rashi's. Is it considered to be tam? Or is it considered to be a mamash? Prima gada minachos pesam and his psicha is the pence. Chela v'nimoach, which is considered tamo. You know why? It was changed from its original state of a solid into a liquid and then it was absorbed. That's considered to be tam. Contrast this to the Prima Garden, where something which is originally a liquid, such as, for example, you have wine, you have blood, was never in Ishtana, then it's considered to be the equivalent of Mamosha. A similar idea is found in Rashash, on the big toast in Avodah Zarah we saw yesterday. He considers milk, which falls into meat, to be mamasha, whereas liquefied fat, which falls into meat, is tama. And Pricharsh is the same thing. Why? Because it changed. In other words, the physical change, it melted. That's what's considered to be tama. Okay, that's a possibility. That's a possibility. Okay. Now, the Rash tries to prove from the Gemara I told you before that we went for in Chulin at Chazi Shir Deraisa b'Taruvus. But the Gemara said Chazi Shir Deraisa b'Taruvus in the Canada Taruvus. The Vilna Gaon I told you rejects it. It says no. Gemara Chulin Tzadiches and Av Men. Chati Shir is awesome in a Torah. Be'en. And therefore, it's awesome in Tarovis. Midrabanan. Why not Midrabanan? We said before, it's not Chazi, it's the Rufi. This is what it says. I'd like to share a few sources here in Pesachim, which seem to talk to that. We look in the Ran, Rabbi Osai. Turn to the Ran, in the back of Al Gemara, the beginning of the third paragraph. Harielu Ba'asara, it's page Lamed Vav, an hour print. Miyu kol chometz dogon gomer et aruvis, shonis batal, ige yisura d'araisa. The Chatzi Shir Min HaTorah. Beforish in the Ran. Chatzi Shir is also Min HaTorah, even what we call B'Taruvus. Even B'Taruvus. So it would appear. Rabbi Osai, I want to show you a Marasha. I'm Memdal and I'm Manal. I'm trying to show you as many sources as I can in print. Let's look at the Pesachim. The first Marsha, Mem Dalim and Alf. Told us called Kochel of the Chati Shiosim and Ator. Chas Koshin. My Kushadim or the Chati Shir Rube and Dafka also Rabbi Yochanan Hossam. Mashek and Hocha, Chati Shir Isur Chomaz de Tarobes, Lodar Shabbi Yochanan Mikol. The Chiagavna Chilku Tosvis, Liel. That's what he says. So you see a distinction of possibility. So the Ran says Chatashir B'Tarovas is the right. So the Masha suggests Chatashir B'Tarovas is the Rabbanim. At least you saw two sources with your own eyes that analyze this question. Well, I'm also able to see at least a few sources direct. Fine. There are those who claim the following Pshara. Tam ki ikar in a solid is the Rabbanim. You don't need Bittul B'Rov because it's not Ben. But if it's Tam, Ki'ike, and Lach, B'Lach, that requires Bittul because it's considered to be Ben. If Tam, Ki'ike, is the Raisa, it's not Bittul B'Rov because it's Nikar Yisr. We read it yesterday with the Rashba quoting from the Raivin. Even though Rabbi Osai, you can't see it, you can't separate it, but it's Nika with its unique taste. That itself is considered to be Nika. Now we come to Rabbi Chaim. Can't discuss Rabbi Chaim in a few short moments, but a few Ma'amar comments Rabbi Osai. Rabbi Chaim has a number of pieces, actually three pieces, in the Sefer and the Rambam about Tam Ki Ikar. One, it's willing to pick Pesachim. It's found in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, Perek Vav. This is the case of Isa and Achitim and Aorens. You know, there's the famous Reb Chaim that if you have apple gives taste in grain, you're not eating an apple. That's Reb Chaim's famous. That's how he put it. Reb Chaim was a big Balmaster. That's how they quote it from Reb Chaim. Although those words are not going to be found on the end of Reb Chaim proper. That's what he says over here. in Perek Vav and Hilchos, it seems the Maamar cooks. That's the first Maamar Malkum. There's another Rab Chaim in Hilchos Macholas Asuris, Rabbi Osai, in Perek Ches Vav. Also talks about issue of Tank Iker, Halacha Aleph, a whole discussion. Again, based on the Rambam and Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. Based on our sugyas and psalchim, a whole arichas. The Tam Kiku is a new iser, it's not the original iser. There's a third Reb Chaim, in Hilchos Maaseh HaKorbanos. You should get a picture of Chaim is consistent in Perek Yud. We saw the Hakina the Tam Kiku. I'll give you a lush, a brisk lush. Sarachin, him who said, Armina, that they are Tam Choshev Nikar Iser, for less way did Bittel Cloud, or the Behemoth Chayal Iser did Bittel. Rak the Gam Tam of Iser, Yesh Bo Din Iser. Uchiafinala Mikroid, the Chol Mishas Vigil in Akrim. Uchalash the Gemara with the Tam Kika. What's Raya? Our Gemara, we spent so much time on. Ha'osa Iser Menachitim Min Ha'orez. Right, min b'shemina b'taima. V'im neima the b'emes yesh al adavah din bittul v'choshem is batel el the osim b'shem din of the tam kikar. Okay, lo shayach zos el be yisurin. Yafina la mikro the mishras v'giyul in achrim. Yafagav the atzma shal davah is batel mikom akom yesh vo yisim ish the tam. Avlinin losis v'chovas matzah. Her pshita the kol shiyesh bikar o din bittul shuv eino yotzibo. Yidei matzah, lo metzina bedina de tam kiko yiluchud yesagi lotzva mitzvaso, elevadad yisod din tam kiko hu, tarminan de keva de nikar atam, poka din bitl gam biikoro. Ulohoch yishap biyotzi chobas matzah, keva de yeshkan gam ikro mamash, lechol mili. That's how you start off, Reb Chaim. But the problem isn't, so mem dalar asugya, you derive nazik kol torah kul v'kav v'chomer, and mikhul the kachim le'afinan, min nazik le'afinan, chomer isure filuchartzan, v'lo chashvina le'legili milsa bi'alma, the chashiv nikar iser, u'bevaray shma mina, the din of the tam kikar lo'li and bittul nema, ki endu din b'fnei atzmo, v'zeres hakosuv, v'chaloz din tam kikar, v'kashna nefsugin ha'adodin. He tries to bring a raya initially that it's the fact that it works for a mitzvah, that what's the din, that it's be'en, there's no bittul, and it brings a raya from the fact that it's so many afusas, and fakert, that what? There is bittul, but it's a brand new issa. So in one paragraph, Reb Chaim has this coming and going. This is paragraph, vihine, viyasod, in Hilchos Maaser, Kavanos, Paragila, Lachi, Yubes. Elevare dachdin a tam kiker biikoro udin mesuyim b'fnei atzvo v'chalos iser shel tam kiker mishras v'yach the din iser zeh hu zeh gufo de lo botel. This is briskol hashemis v'shaper nichol de mol achdin a tam kiker galin mitzvus letzvoy de chomis matza keva du kikoro mamish da paka minei din bittul. The gam nichod lo choshev gilin milsa, came in the gam zed les beidin bittel, who gam ken ayadei chalos hadin iser shel tam kiker. Reb Chaim tries to, I have this cake and eat it too. It's both a special din, and it's also a din that it's not bottle. So I think you should look more carefully this Reb Chaim in Hippos Maaser Karbanos, as well as the other Reb Chaim, to get a full picture of what he says. Fascinating, Rabbi Osai. We had mentioned before the Sugin Tzvachim, the Reb Chaim quotes the Sugin Tzvachim that we say Tam Ki Iker and of Ayin Ches, even as far as to say the Ayot of the Mitzvah of Bat. This Reb Chaim says it must be that it's not really Bat. If you look at that Sugya, somewhere here? Yes. And of Ayin Ches of an Aleph, okay. Ayin Ches of an Aleph. Shma mina nos and tam berov lav daraisa. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. How do you know? The pigul of a nos of a tamish of bilan zebezeb a cholen potter. B'yefsho shel yarve min al chaver v'yivatlenu, shema mina, no sentam berov lav d'oraisa. So what is even the fact that you're potter, you see that it's not d'oraisa. Rabbi Osai, tell me a problem with this right now. What's the certain Rishon? What does it want to say? The fact that it's potter, no malchus, shows us not d'oraisa. But it could be like those who say a Tom Kicker is the rice of an oak and olive. Or like a Chatishir. Rabbi Kivegas discussion. Kivegas says as follows. Closest quote to read me, Orleans. The Afrim Tom Kicker the rice of me call makom lo lucky. Tabirak I say. Bim Kain Hocha, the Marlin and Malchus. Shapra Amrina in the bottle. Bulanishirak I say the Tom Kicker. So why does the Gemara say on both sides? The fact that's potter. Shema mino. No sin tamer of lab d'oraisa. No! Say it's d'oraisa. Vein lo ben olo. The b'kibe is kash against the rimi olos, against the mefurush of Gemara. Mefurush of Gemara. So the Achronim say no. That the rimi olins only said his thing, Rabbi Osai. Remember this. That's how we explain Tama Veloma Moshe. What's Tama Moshe? I tell you my pshat. I was like Rashi. What's Tama Moshe mean? That the mamash is there. In our case, they're both saying the mamash is here. So if the mamash is here, the chiddush of the Rimi Olin, that it could be a case of a deraisa without malchus would not apply. When is a deraisa without malchus? When there's no mamasha. But here, what's the case? Had Tomei, Rav Pigul, and all such abilities ever said. It's all mixing together. It is Mamasha. So you have two extreme choices. Either you say it's Chayev, Malchus, or Tama Masha, also Velok and Olaf, or it's Heta Gamur. The only time that we may all into the compromise case, namely what? Tama Velok Mamasha, also Velok and Olaf, with the rise of the Malchus, is when it's Lo Mamasha. Here there is Mamasha. So they have a Bikiyagas cash against the Rimi Olin. There's no cash. That's what the Mepharshim suggests. Okay? Much more to be said. I want to end with a little Vartar on the Parsha. It's Thursday. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Birchas Kohen. Every day we say what? Brochene Barocha Hamashuleshes. How many Brochas are there in Birchas Kohen? Three, obviously three. The Shalesh, right? Everyone knows. Any Kohen here? Oh, so what are the three? You have a Rechacha, Yair, Yisa. Three brachas. I have a Kash. I think there are six brachas. Right? What are the six? You have a Rechacha, Yishvarecha, Yair, Yukoneka, Yisa, Yasa Mechashal. I count six. Why are we saying there are only three brachas? What's my cash? Do we have Chumash and Rashi in this room, or we're with Kara? Oh, thank you very much. So Rashi says on the pasuk of Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, quote from Chazal, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Yivarecha Hashem, sheyiz baruch hu nechasech. The money. Yishmerecha, shelo yavoh olecha shodidim lichel mamoncha. What does that mean? As the Chazal says more pithily, Yishmerecha min ha-mazikin. I'll make the following suggestion of mazikin. Rabbi Lamb spoke about it in Rebbe's meeting yesterday. This mazikin means demons. Other demons, the Rambam Kotzka said this, maybe demons passed it, no more demons, it's going to all. On both sides, the positive says in Koheles, Osher Shomor Liba'olo L'Ra'asa. Wealth can be the ruination of a person. We all know individuals who became wealthy and their lives were ruined. Their personal lives were ruined, their marriages were ruined, their religion was ruined, and at the end of the day, even tell me their money is ruined. Just L'Ra'asa. So perhaps Rav Osi the pshat is Yivarechacha Hashem b'mamon. But Yishmerecha means Rav Osi ben amazikin. It's not an independent bracha. It's a preservative. Someone says he bought delicious food. It says they're preservative. In the Greek, they're preservatives here to preserve the original bracha. The original bracha, Rabbeinu Sai, is money. Money can ruin people. So the Yishmerach is min hamazik and all kinds of mazik, whether it be thieves or demons, or more likely the inner demons that get a person crazy when he has too much money. When we say money, we don't just mean money. We mean power. Money, they go together. One of them have money, have power. I'm not prejudicing the jury, but there's an accusation against a member of the Jewish people who was involved in money, so about the international money. They're doing these terrible things in some hotel somewhere here, so not far from where we sit. We have to assume and presume innocence, whatever. But nonetheless, all the papers ran big headlines that power and money corrupt the person. One of the slime. That's what's your Yishmerach Ben Amazim. Okay? What's your Shampana Belecha? Both sides, you daven this morning. You got those phrases in davening. Right? Keep it all upon them on the south alone of Hashem Elokeinu. What? Torah Sai. This is the Bracha of Ruchnius. Yivarecha Chora Bosai is Gashmius. But watch out. Watch out for the Mazikin. They can take you too much money and they can ruin you with the greatest depths. Yor Hashem is Torah. Right? So what could be wrong with Torah? Is Torah need a preservative too? It is absolutely yes. The famous Gemara Masechta Yuma, which we mentioned earlier this year, I believe, on Daf Pei Vav, Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us, "V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, she'teishem shamayim mis'ayev al yodecha." And the Gemara's language is very instructive. It's a Musar Shmuz for everybody sitting in this room. Everybody here is an ambassador of Torah. You are perceived to be Talmid Chacham, whether you are or not. I hope you are. But even if you're not, that's how the world looks at you. The Yeshiva Becha learns in Yeshiva. Yeah? The Gemara says as follows. Mesefta Yuma Pei Vavah Man Aleph. She Yekore V'shone U'mishamish Talmid Chacham. She learn Chumash, learn the Mishnayis and Gemara, and Tzibu Talmid Chacham. It's every Yeshiva Becha. Learn to the Rebbe. Should be honest in his business. And should speak to people properly, politely. He's a Ben Torah, he's polite, and he's honest. What a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Ava Misha Korah Vishon Mishamash Hamidah Chachamim. V'ein Maso Maton Adu Emunah. V'ein Dibur Menachas Ma Abriyas. Ma Abriyas Omer Solov. Oy lo leploni shalom haTorah. Oy lo leodim shalim do Torah. Oy lo lerabba shalim do Torah. Ploni shalom haTorah hu kamam bukul kolim maso. Kam bukhurarim dirocho. Both sides. That's the greatest skill of Hashem. When a person is the bracha of Yarash and Pana Ve'alecha, he needs an additional preserve. You know what it's called? Vichuneka. What does it mean? Vichuneka. What are the words? It's Rashi. Yiten Lecha Chain. And people should admire you. It doesn't mean you have to win a popularity contest on Twitter or Facebook. What it means is that you should be an admirable person. That people should want to look up to you because they see how polite and honest you are. That's the preservative. Chas v'shalom, a person is impolite and dishonest, he'd be better if he would never have learned. Because it's the learn which creates the Chil Hashem. It'd be an Amoritz. It wouldn't be a Chil Hashem. So just as we said before, that the Yishmerecha is a preservative for the bracha of Yivarechacha, so too, V'yichunek as a preservative for the bracha of Yoyer. Now we come to the final bracha. Yisa Hashem Pana V'lecha V'yosem L'cha Shalom. What is that? Why is that only one bracha? What is the bracha anyway? There's a Gemara Masechta the bracha, Rav Moshe, a very famous Gemara, world famous Gemara. On the Chaf Mem Beis, the Masechta bracha. Says the Gemara, the Malachi Asher has told Hashem, Ashal Yisapali Gav Shochad, we read in Parshas Ekev, Valo ato no se pano li Yisrael. Dichsiv yisa Hashem pano melecha. Wait a minute. The CS pano, what, they're taking bribes? Omlehem, yichilo esa pano li Yisrael. Sheko savta le betoro. Yachalta ve savota ve rachta. Et Hashem alokefa. Et medakti im alatma kazatza al kebet. What's that? So we gave shokha shal mitzvah. Because we mentioned the kazayis, HaKadosh Baruch was going to overlook our aveiros. What does that mean? Look at the back of the Gemara Brachos, Rabbi Leo Gutmacher, at the following chat. Not stam that I'm going to eat lunch today, I'm having kazayas, I'm going to bench. But I have a pantry full of bread. It's not the pshat. The person, all he has is a kazayas. He doesn't have any more than that. All he has is one kazayas. And the Torah says, "V'chalta v'savata v'rachta." He has one kazayas, and he considers this kazayas for himself to be the equivalent of his kadei sviya, and he benches on it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mida k'neged mida considers his mitzvahs to be much greater than they are, just as he considers that one kazayas much greater than it is. Adkan dvarav HaKadosh. This being the case, of both sides, what does it mean? Yisa Hashem pana ve'lecha. What do the words mean? It means that if you're talking about a person who has only one kazayas, he's a pauper, he's a big tzaddik. That means he's the beneficiary of the yoyer, of the ruchnius the gebracha. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yisa pana ve'lecha, what does it mean? He's going to give him the gashmius the gebracha too. You have both. He already has the ruchnius. He already was making a benching on a kazayas, which is all that he had, as a pauper. Now Kodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to give him wealth to go together with his Torah, together with his ruchnius. As the Gemara puts it, to be zochel l'shnei shulchanos, Torah gedula v'malchum echad. Like the original frumkeit, together with the wealth that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to shower upon him. Baruch Hashem, gevaldik. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Mamash, that's the best of all worlds. He has ruchnius, he has gashmius. The answer of Osei is, if you have ruchnius and you have gashmius, you can end up schizophrenic. Whoa, I mean, if a person has no money, it's in learn by some other, okay, it's not sure. If a person is only a money person, doesn't learn, okay, it's money. He has both. So you get pulled from pillar to post. What should I do? Should I learn Gemara? Should I go to business? What should I do? So I'm in the Chadish, the following Chiddush. But the Yosem L'chosh Shalom doesn't just mean peace between the Jews and the Arabs, or peace within the Jewish people. It means inner peace. The Yosem L'chosh Shalom. Because Shabbat was going to give you the bracha of Yisa Hashem Pana Melech, which is, as we saw in the Gemara Brachos of Kaf, means you started off with no money, you only had the desires to your name, but you were very firm and very bedakti b'mitzvah, bedakti at desires at the beitzah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is no say pun, now you have both brachas. The original ruchnius took a bracha combined now with gashmius took a bracha. And the preservative of that combination of bracha is yosef l'chashal. Shem inner peace. You should be able to absorb both the brachas of the ruchnius and the gashmius and live in peace with yourself. That's a bracha of a shaleshes. Three brachas with three preservatives. We should all be zochem, brachenu, bracha, and shaleshes. Amen. Bishop Sunday, 11 o'clock, we'll start the Sugya of Sirius Omer, again bringing the Gemara's Pesachim. We'll see the Rosh and the Rif and the Ran and the Raivit, and the Gemara.